listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And when you call, we'll talk to you.
So do you ever look back at any of your old listings? Do you even have any of them still?
Well, I do, yeah.
Do you ever think of how far you've come?
No.
No?
Not really.
Been too many years for you, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go over them, but Max Godin from Crazy Lister?
Yes.
With the help of Terapeak, has offered 8 best practices to help you optimize your eBay listings. And some of them are kind of interesting. I kind of hesitate to do them in case there's something here that you don't agree with, but I guess you would say something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You would.
Of course I would.
Well, then why don't you go ahead and go to page 13?
Well.
Okay.
If you insist, babe.
I would appreciate it.
All right.
Please.
I'm not gonna...
And then we're going to have another little contest here in a few minutes. So listen carefully because it's going to be asking a question from something we talk about this hour.
Let me look through these.
Okay. Look through them.
Yeah,
they look fine. Yeah, let's do them. So, with the help of Terapeak, Max Godin from Crazy Lister offered these 8 best practices to help you optimize your eBay listings. Why don't you give us number 1, Griff?
Well, think in terms of A/B testing. Make 2 versions of a listing, an A version and a B version. And do this with your product listings. Create variations, use them, track the results to see which creates more sales. Now, yes,
I think I know what he means.
But don't create an absolute duplicate listing.
Exactly.
Because then you'll be in policy violation.
Right. But what he's saying here is something you have stressed to us all these years, and that is to experiment.
Yes,
experiment. To test, to try things out and see how they work for you.
Yeah.
That's how the big boys do it. Okay? Number 2 is learn from the best.
Learn from the best.
Use eBay's completed listing search or a tool like Terapeak to study the top selling listings for your products. Do this not to copy them, but to learn from them. Look for great ideas, things you're not doing or saying that your top competitors are. Look for less obvious listing strategies such as bold search text, fixed price versus auction format, and 3, 5, 7, 10, or 30-day duration. See if you can find what is making the difference for these competitors. So all you do just good till canceled, right?
Yes, I do.
Everything. That's what I do now, too. Yeah. Okay, and number 3, Griff.
Number 3 is monitor the results with quality tools. You can use tools like eBay Seller Hub or third-party tools like Terapeak's MySales to track the outcome of your tests. For example, in MySales, you switch to the transactions view to see your listings and their sales outcomes one by one. That's in Terapeak, by the way. You'll quickly be able to spot which of your variations is selling best. The longer you run the test and the more the sales you make, the more reliable your data.
Number 4 is cross-pollinate between listings. If listings for some of your products are significantly outperforming listings for others, don't automatically assume that the difference reflects different demand levels, although of course it could. Study your own top listings and try to identify what makes them special in comparison to your worst performers. If you spot a key difference, say you offer free shipping for one but not for the others, try the same tactics on the lower performing listings. That makes sense.
Okay, that sounds like a good one,
yep.
I think, right?
Absolutely. Number 5.
Number 5 is trust the data. When your own sales data tells you that one listing variation outperforms another one, believe it, even if you don't know why. We know one seller who used a blue background and a large description image in all of his listings. Based on a suggestion, he tested a variation with a plain white background and a smaller image. And when the data came back, the new version had resulted in a double-digit sales increase. Duh.
He was reluctant to switch.
Yeah, he was, because the white version didn't suit his taste. But in the end, he couldn't ignore the fact that he was getting many more sales than before. Trust the sales data. It's the reason you're optimizing your listings.
And number six, try to avoid large time gaps. Keep in mind that most products have a seasonal sales cycle that can muddy sales outcomes. Mm-hmm. When possible, test variations of your listings simultaneously. Variations, it says.
Yeah,
if you can't do this, try to minimize the length of your testing period and the gaps between tests as much as possible while still leaving yourself enough data to make good decisions.
That's a good one. Don't stop testing.
Number seven.
And never assume that you're done with listing or optimization and have found the all-time winner listing, one that you'll use for the rest of your selling days. Marketplaces evolve, so shoppers' tastes change and different strategies perform differently depending on the season. Listing optimization is an ongoing process, one that requires investment, but also one that results in more revenue for you.
And number eight, keep your winners. When you hit upon very good variations, save them to a file so that you can refer to them later. And over time, as your file of good performers expands, you'll develop a sense for particular strategies that often work well for your products and shoppers. And this will help you generate new, more innovative, and less risky variations to test over time.
Makes sense.
So those were good?
Yeah.
Did we do all of them? Yeah, I think we did all of them.
We did.
That's very good. And we want to thank Max Godin from Crazy Lister and Terapeak for those suggestions.
Yes, we do.
Because God knows we need all the help we can get.
Oh, boy, do we ever. What's wrong with us?
Julie in Las Vegas, Nevada, known as I Love Julie's Gems on eBay. Hey, Julie, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hello. So, over the weekend, I sold this bag, handbag, and my buyer emailed me. She's in the UK, and she said she got married, her name is different, and her address is different. She told me she tried to go into eBay to change everything, and the system is not cooperating and taking the change of address. Now, just as a caveat to that, I've had a few buyers tell me the same thing. Now, I don't know if they're not doing something right. I don't know because I'm not there with them to see how they're trying to change their address. But I believe her only because I've had a few buyers internationally tell me that they've gone in to change their address and it doesn't update. So what I did, since I'm shipping at Global Shipping, I'm trying to change over to Global Shipping slowly. I called eBay right away over the weekend, and I said, my buyer let me know she got married, she has a different name, and a new address. Is there a way for you to get a message over to Global Shipping? They said, no, they're closed on the weekend to call back. And they would be able to get a message over there. So I called back. This was Saturday. I called back on Sunday. I spoke to a different customer service rep. I said, is there a way to get this information over to Global Shipping? They said, we have to have, in order to send something to Global Shipping, a note, we have to have a tracking number. This is Pitney Bowes rules, not our rules. So I quickly printed the shipping label to go to Kentucky to go to the Global Shipping Hub so that she could send an email to Global Shipping with the tracking number. Now, today I got a message in my eBay messages from the Global Shipping, and they're telling me that regarding this item, they reviewed the transaction. And at this point, we did need more time to do the change, even though it's not even there yet. I just shipped it out on Monday. And today's Thursday. It might have gotten there today. But it was from Brandon in Global Shipping. He said he reviewed the transaction and they needed more time.
Okay.
But he's telling me that I'm good to go. I'm covered because I shipped it through the Global Shipping. But my response to that is, okay, I'm covered. But that's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about, Griff, is that, and Lee, is that my buyer gets their bag. She's excited to get her bag.
Right.
The fact that I'm covered is not my issue.
Right.
My issue is that my buyer gets her bag. I don't care if I'm covered. I know that might sound strange to you.
Right.
But I really don't. What I care is that my buyer gets her bag. Now,
why would you think the buyer's not getting the bag? So
well,
what?
I don't know. He said he didn't have time. In the email, he says, at this point, we've reviewed the transaction, and we need more time.
Well, he didn't say it wasn't getting to her. He just told you they needed more time.
He said, at this point, we did need more time to do that. When the item is on its way to our shipping hub, it's already too late. This, I'm just quoting from the email.
So
my second part of this is that when I go into ship it global shipping, I have no way to correspond with my buyer to find out if their address is correct.
No, you don't.
I have to go on the fact that their address is already correct in eBay because the eBay systems do not allow me.
Right. So I need to know, Julie, we're about to take a break. Please, what's your point?
My point is there a way that eBay, even though it's going to the global shipping hub, can change the systems? Because I went into PayPal, her address isn't in there either. I need to have my buyer's address show up.
Right.
International addresses show up in eBay so that when I'm shipping it through global shipping, I can correspond with my buyer to make sure their address is correct.
You can always contact the buyer. You can always use contact the buyer.
I always correspond with them.
So hold on a minute. I'm still not understanding this. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us toll free at 888-723-4630. When we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
How's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us with your eBay question at 888-RADIO-30. And once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And we were speaking with Julie from Las Vegas, who we're going to see in July, Julie.
Great. I'll see you in July.
Yes, you will. You know the dates, right?
No, what are they?
25th through the 27th, just announced this morning.
Oh, July. Wow. You guys are on it.
July 25th through the 27th. So, Julie, you were talking to Griff about the fact that you want to see, you want to be able to see your buyer's address when you ship overseas,
yeah,
or whatever. And Griff, what did you want to say to her at this point?
So I'm still unsure what's happening here. So the item is on its way, and I'm unclear of what the folks at the warehouse told you, or the GS, the Global Shipping Program, told you. Did, when they said they needed more time, does that mean when they get the item, they're shipping it back to you?
They didn't say.
See, I wouldn't worry about
it. I guess,
I understand that you want your buyer to get this. You, there's some things that we as sellers are, that are out of our control. And one of them is if a buyer is not updating their address in a situation like this, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You're, in this case, what'll happen is, and I don't know the protocol. I would be highly suspect or highly doubt that the Global Shipping Program changes the address for the recipient mid-shipping, only because it's that would be rife for fraud otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to the address that was on the buyer's account. If it's not picked up, it'll either be sent back or, and then, you know, you'll get the item back. I don't know how that's going to work. But in this case, I think this is one, what I don't want you to see is wasting hours on the phone for something that is out of your control. And in this case, I believe it is. Now, I don't know exactly what happens at the Global Shipping, warehouse, what the protocol or the process is when this occurs. But my advice to you is to, number one, not start hunting down the address and then verifying it for every single one of your international transactions. This is a outlier. Either the buyer will get their money back or they'll get their bag. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
And the next time, they're just going to have to make sure they update their address.
Yeah. Well, I guess because it's such an expensive item, too, that it was my concern for them. You know,
They'll either get the bag or they'll get their money. And they'll get it from eBay. They're not going to get it from you.
Okay. All right. Okay, Griff. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're my pleasure.
Julie, we'll see you in July, honey, if we don't talk to you
first. I'll see you guys in July 25th through the 27th. Where's it going to be? Which hotel?
Griff won't tell us.
I can't tell you. It's not been announced yet.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay.
No, it just hasn't been announced yet. It hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate all your help all the time. You guys are awesome. I hope you stay on the air for many years to come. You guys
Me too.
Thank you, Julie.
Fantastic.
We do too. Bye.
Yeah, because it means we're still alive.
Yes. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate that. Hey, Griff.
I mean, I understand the concern, and I think it's noble that, but there's just some instances where it's out of your hands. It's not really anything you can do now.
And, you know, I loved what she said at the beginning about, I don't care about this or that. I just care about my customer.
Right.
And we like that.
Yeah.
We like that attitude. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And eBay has joined Twitter, Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and more than 100 other Silicon Valley tech companies in filing court papers challenging President Trump's ban on immigration from 7 majority Muslim nations. According to the paperwork filed with the court, The companies call the executive order unlawful, discriminatory, and arbitrary, and they state it will hurt their businesses. They say that Trump's executive order enacting the ban has had immediate adverse effects on the employees of American businesses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Warn
yeah.
that the ban also poses long-term risks. eBay Inc. was famously founded over Labor Day weekend, 1995, by an immigrant, Pierre Omidyar. Yeah. John from Southbridge, Massachusetts. You know where that is, Griff.
Southbridge, yes, I do.
He's known as, I believe it is J-O-P-H-I, Jophi Collectibles.
Oh, okay.
John, what's your question or comment?
Hi, all. Yes, I've just heard you talking about international addresses the person wanted.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to know what the buyer's address was. Internationally?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's pretty simple because you just have to print out a packing slip or look at the packing slip on your shipping form.
Yes.
And you're right.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank
Good
you,
point.
John. Good point.
Well, you're welcome.
But that it gives you the address. It doesn't necessarily tell you if it's right or wrong.
But it gives you an address.
Yeah, you can get the address that way.
So, John...
Well, that's the address. I presume that's the address Global Shipping has.
She doesn't trust it.
Yeah.
She doesn't trust
well, no,
that
and this,
address.
No, no, her buyer told her that she's since moved. So she bought the item without updating her address.
I see.
Well, that's no good.
That is not good at all.
It's not good.
John,
she's
what,
not going to get anything that way.
John, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell Tonka toys. You may remember
yes.
The Tonka guy.
Tonka.
Yeah.
I do remember you. Oh, Tonka toys are fantastic. They last forever.
They
I
do.
Love them. I love them. Yeah.
You sell new or used? I don't remember.
Well, it's hard to get the new ones, so it's a mostly used.
Okay.
99% of them are used.
All right.
I got a little story I want to tell you if you have a minute.
We do.
When I came back from California, I opened up a little shop in one of the flea markets locally.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster. I ended up selling stuff that I had at the flea market. And by the time I got the stuff back from the flea market, I had gone over my 1 day shipping limit. So I ended up getting two dings on my shipping because of that, and I didn't sell too much, so it wasn't a good idea to try to open up a shop and try to handle eBay at the same time.
Yeah, that can be you're right.
Well, we're glad you stuck with us.
We are too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting ready to gear up again and get going. So, but I had a great time visiting with you. I met with Griff. And, it was fun. I bought a little eBay shirt out there.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to join us in Vegas in July?
I'd love to. When is it, July something?
25th through the 27th.
Now, is that something I have to register or?
Yeah, but registration isn't open yet.
It'll open soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to be working, so I'd love to make it, but I'll try.
All right. We hope so.
We hope to see you there.
Thank you.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
So another place you can find the address and the email address of your buyers, by the way, and I forgot about this, it's the obvious one, is if you go into the orders view in the seller hub and for sold listings, make sure you're looking at all of them and not a filtered by month or a time window. Locate the listing and then click on the order details number and then you'll see the shipping details at the top. It's a sales record and it will give you the warehouse address, and if you click the little arrow that says more information about your buyer, it'll give you the user ID, the email address, and the actual address where the buyer lives. I'm looking at one of my GSP sales from the last month.
Great.
To somebody in Adelaide, South Australia. So,
terrific. Ron is back, Oilerman 21 from Birmingham, Alabama. Ron,
what's
hello.
Up?
How are you doing? Welcome back.
Hello, Lee and Griff. Thanks for taking me back in. I'm going to be listing some of my model trains in about a month or so. a lot of them are what I would call brand new. They're still in boxes. They have been taken out to have a device added to it to make it function better. And they were tested when that device was installed and then put back in their boxes. My question is, are these, can I classify these as new, or do I need to classify them as used because they were removed from the box?
No, so what are the items again? I'm unsure. What are these?
Model trains.
Model
locomotives.
Trains.
But Griff, he did, he says he added something
trains.
To them though. What did you add
what did
to
you
them?
What did you add to them?
It's a decoder that allows it to be controlled, and are special functions added to it. You can have it do the chug 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 kind of sound, and it starts off. You can control how it starts off. Yeah. It's slowly, and then they go faster, just like a real train. You control
right.
The
so what they are is they're just
with stuff.
They're altered. They were new in box. You added something.
Yes.
Yikes. They're not technically used. They're new in open box, but you need to explain what that something's been added to them.
Okay.
You're okay with new. Just make sure it's clear in your description what you know how they're all
very clear.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
All right. So I would.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We're listening for your calls. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list. BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.